It's currently common practice for most police and sheriff's departments in the state to call on either the State Department of Justice or a neighboring county sheriff's department to carry out investigations when an officer kills someone in the line of duty. But it's not required by law, and in larger cities, police departments sometimes investigate themselves. State Representative Chris Taylor of Madison co-authored the bill that would change that.
So you could have very easily a colleague of the officer involved or someone who worked with the officer quite closely actually doing the investigation into whether the officer committed a crime, which, you know, at its best, I think, raises a perception of bias.
Taylor says the bill is a response to recent deaths in Milwaukee and Madison that led to public outcry and a demand for mandatory independent investigations by an outside agency to remove that perception of bias. But the bill doesn't do everything the families of the victims in such cases have called for. Amelia Roycomauer, whose roommate Pauli Heenan was shot and killed by police in 2012, says reformers will continue to push for separate bills to require two things this bill does not.
We asked for a review board made up of former law enforcement professionals and one professor, and we asked for proof of sobriety, you know, basically sound mental state of mind, their job. But it's not going away, and they're aware of that.
Police and sheriff's departments and the statewide police union have been unwilling to agree to an independent review board or for a police officer to submit to drug and alcohol tests following a death the officer was involved in. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.